Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll open us up, man.
Hello.
Jack Frost nipping.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Get in the Christmas spirit, bro.
Let me start again. Keep it rolling, man.
Being sung by a choir.
Oh, that's better. Oh,
and folks right. Dressed up like Eskimo.
This ain't my first rodeo.
I know, right? You can hear my my warmer. Like, to get you guys engrossed in the whole crunch and the whole fucking process, you know. Hello and welcome to another episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. I'm here this week joined by Courtney.
Nice to meet you.
Courtney Buchanan.
Nice to meet you.
He's not a regular. Wait, he's a regular.
I'm a local. I'm a local. Bro.
Local, yeah.
Damn right.
Is that
my, fourth one now?
Yeah, fourth or fifth episode. Yeah, something like that. No, it's definitely five or six. But what episode number we are on is episode 30, man.
Yeah. Got the right thing for that, man. Coming up to Christmas and all.
Yeah, it's coming right up to Christmas.
Damn, 30, man.
Episode 30.
Jeez, that's like over a year's worth of work now we're looking.
Yeah. 100% a year. It's been a year, 2 months ago, October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Celebrated. I don't know if that's gonna stay, bro.
I don't think it is.
Let me put it
a bit sideways, yeah. If that actually works.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
There you go. I mean, but yeah, so how you been, man?
You know, I've been well, you know. Not too busy, I suppose.
Cool.
You know, just trying to keep, you know, just trying to stay focused, you know. I mean, end of the year's coming up, so there's a couple of things that need to be done, you know. It's what true, I mean? Time's true. Short at this time of the year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a lot of free time.
It feels like this year's kind of gone fast. I don't know if... Well, maybe it's just me, but it feels like this year has kind of gone a bit fast.
But, I can say the same, yeah. Doesn't feel like we've actually went to a new, you know. Like,
yeah,
so we're about
to
go into 2019 and it's like...
And I still feel like, I don't know, I still remember, like, going into 2018 and like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to have the greatest time of my life. I'm going to change everything right now, right here.
Change the world.
See the change you would have seen yourself, you haven't.
No, I've done bits this year. I've been going to different spoken word events and meeting different people, getting people on my podcast, networking.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best part about it. Meeting different people and seeing what different skills they have and putting it on a platform, promoting other people and other people's talents. I love doing that.
We've got a couple of poets coming on soon as well. I'm not want to spoil it for the people.
Yeah, I've got a couple of poets. Can't think of a name right now.
Nope.
But I do have a couple of poets coming on the show. I've also got. Also, like, I don't know if I told you about, I went to this Black History Month event where I performed. No, I did, because I performed the poem on that. The last episode I was on with you and Nubus.
Dude, how long are we going back then? Like, that's like 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah,
dude,
like
come on, man. Like, I don't. It's like a week archive. Like, and if it's past that, then something drastic happens, you know?
Yeah. Mind you. But yeah, so, like, I did a Black History Month event and I performed this poem, and I mean, do you know what it was like? The poem that I wrote for Black History Month, I didn't even perform at the event. The reason why was because, like, the mic wasn't, like,
what do you mean?
They
you
didn't do like a sound check before.
Oh, okay, cool. Not like a one,
excuse
two,
me.
Three.
Didn't do a sound check beforehand, so like. When you spoke on the mic, because they were dancehall DJs, I guess, doing the speaking on the mic and singing along to the tunes and stuff like that, they had it like echoed and bare loud for them to speak
so
into.
It's like really awkward.
Yeah. When I was trying to speak into it, it was just like either it was coming out loud and echoed and it just wasn't working right. So when I was saying the lines, like, I felt like I didn't even want to use the mic. I wanted to speak normally, but because the hall was so vast, I couldn't really speak loud enough to all the people at the back to hear it. So like when I was speaking it, I didn't really, I was saying the line, some people at the front, they caught it and stuff like that, but it just didn't feel like I was proper in the element, in the proper, in the zone. So for me, I just didn't do it. I just didn't do that poem that, I set out to do, but I performed two other poems. And then, it went well. Yeah, like they enjoyed it. And then, but I also met this guy who runs a company called Street Sheets.
The RZA.
Yeah.
If you're listening, mate, like.
No, I've dropped him a message. I just need to respond to it because I've been.
Been too busy.
Yeah. I've been hella
busy. Jack.
No, I've been doing shit, man. I've been riding a plane.
Yeah. I remember that.
So.
When's that gonna be though? I don't want to say too much, obviously.
I'm gonna have to sign a non-disclosure soon.
Yeah, no, never mind. Just say no more.
So that's all I'm gonna mention about that.
Yeah, cool, no worries.
I'm writing it. That's
all you need to know.
That's all you need to know, guys. It's coming. next year. Next year should be writing, but I can't divulge anything about the story, because not live.
Anyway. Of course.
Because we're going to have to sign that non-disclosure soon.
Cheers.
Also, let's just start into the news.
After you.
So.
Sorry about the noise.
It's alright.
It might get a little bit airy.
So basically, I'll start with something funny. So let's start with this Dutch guy.
Okay.
I assume he's Dutch because he went to Dutch court. So I don't know if you guys heard about it at home, and I was speaking to Courtney about it briefly before the show, but there was this guy.
There's me trying to act like I didn't hear about it. But okay, yeah. No, I didn't hear about this Dutch guy, no.
So a Dutch man, he went to court to legally try and change his name, his age, sorry, from 69 to 49.
Oh my god.
Because this is what he looks like. I mean, he does look pretty good for his age.
Yeah, I guess he's 70, isn't it, when he deep it?
Yeah, still, he's 70.
Well, if you're going to change your age, the best time to do it is at 69.
I guess so, right? I mean.
How young is that? 20 years, is that right?
20 years
so
younger,
he wants to be 49.
49, yeah.
So he wants to live in his 50s again, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know, like. What's he saying here? He describes himself as a motivational speaker. No. In an official statement, the court said that it's free to... that the defendant, Emil Rattleband, is free to feel 20 years younger than his real age and act accordingly, but cannot legally change the date of his birth.
Damn right.
you know?
Damn right.
Amending his date of birth.
Imagine that being a thing, because that would fuck up a lot of things. You know? Right?
Imagine, like, do you know what I feel like? I know you can legally change your name.
No, because that would fuck you up. What it if would... you're younger than, like, you say, like, your nephew, your auntie, your cousins? Like, yeah, whatever kind of thing. Then who becomes a cousin? Who becomes a. You know what I mean?
Like... You know, I feel like you get to, like, 50, you know, like, now I feel 25. Let's legally change that shit. You're 25 now. Will you be 25 forever? No, you wouldn't. You just legally change your date of birth back. No, that's mad.
I'm not
it's like amending his date of birth would cause 20 years of records, marriages, and registry partnerships to be vanished from the record because obviously, be 20 years of records vanished from the records, which would be registry of birth, deaths, marriages, registry of partnerships from the court. The court said this would be bare long, basically.
Yeah, it'd be bare long.
If
one person does it, everyone kind of wants
it.
And that should be a madness anyway. But
basically, he went to the court last month arguing that he did not feel 69, saying that his request was consistent with other forms of personal transformation, such as the ability to change one's name or gender. But it's not the same. It's really not the same, bro.
Really
it's just not the same.
No, of course.
Have you got a...
Yeah, I got a... yeah, here you go. It slowly displays on there, yeah. But yeah, that's a bit of a madness, personally. It is what it is,
I mean, it's fair...
I've never heard of anyone wanting to illegally try to do that, so I give him balls for doing it. Fuck it.
I mean, someone had to try it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, does it work? Where's the troubleshooting?
I mean, someone had to try, you know? I don't know, is this a video about it? You gonna play something?
Get out of there.
On to
the next one.
On to the next piece of news. Right. Okay. So I was a bit confused when I read the title. It says, so the Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, denies he died and was replaced by a clone.
Oh. Well, deep it. A clone?
Yeah, so there was...
Someone that just looked like him, or just someone different just filling space in.
So basically there was... The Nigerian president had denied a rumour that he died following the period after his ill health and then was replaced by a Sudanese clone.
So you're saying he came back from dead?
Basically, yeah. Basically, his people are saying that, or someone started this rumour when he got really, really ill.
Yeah.
That he was that he actually died.
Okay.
And then it wasn't, and then suddenly he got back to health really quickly, I assume. And everyone's that caused kind of everyone's it. Questioning that, how did he get well so quickly? I haven't read the article at all, but that's what I'm assuming that people are speculating. But basically the speculation was met by a member of the Nigerian community in Poland, where he attended the UN summit, UN's climate summit, and it was he said, "It's the real me, I assure you," he said when he answered questions from the audience. "I will soon celebrate my 76th birthday, and I will
be changing my age to 56. Damn, I became that healthy. That fast.
You know? I can't... these claims went all the way around social media and YouTube, people talking about this, legitly, that apparently he had replaced himself with a clone, but I don't know how someone would
do that.
That technology is really available, guys.
Yeah, it's a bit of a madness, personally. But I guess if he came, he's about to help,
It's true. On to other news. Let's talk about Brexit. So, I'm going to go straight to this one because it just straights up into... Basically, actually, I'll read the other one because, it's information. So, Theresa May, yesterday, I read this in the news, that she was... she was facing a constitutional crisis.
Okay.
Basically, she was held in contempt of Parliament over legal advice that she'd got on the Brexit deal. But...
She's basically just not going for what the people...
No, what had happened was the advice that she got... the advice that she got... or whatever her and her people got about Brexit, she's meant to publish the whole article to Parliament.
Yeah. Okay.
But she refused to publish parts of it to Parliament. And then obviously you can't do that. You need to disclose everything. So you're obviously hiding something. So she was held in contempt. So
how are we going to go on from here? Are we going to so some legal action is going to go down to the point where, just be yo, you're going to have to leave?
Well,
unless you come out with the documents and everything.
Well, basically, today, I've read the article, it says that the legal advice on Brexit that is to be published after Theresa May suffered the historical contempt of Parliament defeat. So obviously, in Cabinet today, there was a vote in Commons, and she was voted 311 votes to 293, found guilty of contempt of Parliament for refusing to reveal the confidential advice that she had about Brexit.
So at this point in time, it's more like she just needs to give it up.
Yeah, she should have given up information in the beginning.
Yeah, of course.
But,
so obviously this is just bringing speculation to the point of, can we even trust her?
Yeah, but exactly.
But really put her in power anyway.
You know?
A clone! Exactly, that's all we need.
Must be a clone.
Must be a fucking clone. Running through the fucking corn like fields. Righteous. Well, in that case, no point going back now, because I don't know why people still, it's not really as much as I used to hear about. Like, people used to say, oh, there's going to be a second referendum.
I don't think there will be a second referendum.
No, there won't be. We've already spent, get me wrong, I don't know the facts on it too much, but I think two numbers in my head, and I think it's either one of them, but it's still in that bracket of money. We had to pay 32, and this was like a couple of days ago, days ago, so I don't know if this was... Is it that near enough this time?
Yeah.
We had to spend 32 to 35 billion for a divorce and leaving.
I was going to talk about that next. Actually, yeah, the divorce deal that Theresa May is trying to propose that's being battled in Parliament right now is basically 39 billion.
Oh, sorry, my numbers. 39 billion. Trust.
Not only that, there's also more. Also, there's no chance of future trades options with the EU.
What do you mean?
So, like...
No, like even though we leave, have we lost our trading deals with the EU?
We might not get it back.
No, but had they said that we don't have it?
That's the deal that she was trying to propose.
Oh, so you're trying to say... Okay, now we've come to...
It hasn't been passed in Parliament yet, so that's what it means. That's why it's still being argued. So the deal was, 39 billion.
So what you're trying to say to me right now, correct me if I'm wrong, is that right now, she's hiding the fact that she fucked up the deal and doesn't want to show anyone.
It's going to be published.
Yeah, at some point, but right now she's trying to...
Yesterday she was trying to hide it for a while. She's been trying to hide it for the last couple of days, and then obviously...
That's stress, losing trade for the EU, like the whole of the EU,
I don't know if that's connected to that, but that deal on its own, and also it also encumbers with that, would be like, do you know how Northern Ireland, they voted to stay in the EU?
Yeah.
So within that deal, it would also mean that Northern Ireland would stay in the EU while the rest of the UK leave. Which, it goes against, they were talking about it in the article I was watching, in the thing I was reading, thinking yesterday, something about a Northern Ireland agreement, I think they were talking about. I can't remember if that's exactly the thing, but I think it might be the Northern Ireland Agreement that says that they have to stay part of the British Isles or whatever. So with us, if we left the EU and they stayed in, that would mean that they would break from the UK, and then the UK would just be England, Ireland, Wales and Scotland without Northern Ireland, even though Northern Ireland is still connected.
What I've heard anyway, I don't know if it's a big deal or not realistically, but like the border's still open with the island thing,
and that's what I mean, and then that would fuck up our trade with Northern Ireland as well, remaining in the EU and us leaving. And then there's also it's so mad, I don't understand. We just don't know. I was playing this app called Plague the other day, yesterday actually, and it's basically you set up a plague set up a virus and try and wipe out the world.
Basically. Oh yeah, I've got a heart chakra. It's
pretty fun, man. Pretty addictive. I don't lie. I'll talk about that later. Yeah. Playing that game, and then like one bubble came up on. I was playing a scenario where like people mistrust in scientists science.
All right.
So like
an antidote or something.
Yeah. So when they 100% found the cure, but like, because like no one believed in science, they like went back down to like 20%, and they had to start all over again. So like it was a great game, but then it came up with a bubble saying, I think it was 2029. And it came up saying I wish I screenshotted it. I just closed Brexit. The bubble Brexit. And it said Brexit. The UK still it said the UK voted to leave the EU but they still don't know what's happening with the deal. No one knows what's gonna happen. It's like jeez, so on point. I really wish I had screenshotted it. I just closed it after I read it.
Got too scared from your phone across the room.
Get out of here, Mom! But, yeah.
That's, well, she needs to deliver the goods.
She does.
For us today.
So, wait, maybe there's some videos here that we can. Is that a video? No, it's just a picture of Theresa May. Man, don't want to see that. Mm. What about this one? Day. Video? Yeah. Looks like a man's gonna talk.
I call Keir Starmer.
Come on, fam. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Nah, that's cool, man. So, did you watch the fight? As we're waiting for this to.
I didn't watch the fight, but I heard about who. I don't actually know who won. I know who I speculate who. I think I don't want to say Wilds. Is it Wilds? Is that the one who won?
No, it was a draw.
Was it a draw?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's why. Okay, that makes so much sense.
It's been a
like,
madness.
All the videos we were watching, it was like, oh, Fury should have won, and I was like, oh, so did Wilds win then? No. I didn't watch the fight, so I can't speculate or anything, but was it a good fight? Did you watch it?
You know what? It started at 5 a.m, and by the time 3 a.m. hit, and I didn't get to get the thing, you know what? I kind of just, like, conked out. And I was like, you know what? No, can't be asked. And I woke up next day my friend texted, fucking Bill texted me saying, oh, ended in the draw, I lost my bet. So I was like, oh, fuck's sake, nah, I didn't get it, like, you know what I mean? I woke up to go look at my phone to see what happened, and it's like, bright text. It ended in a draw, bullshit, fuck my bet. I was just like, oh, what?
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, man, but fucking, personally, what I saw from the highlights, I don't know, like, realistically, like, gotta give props to Fury for like getting knocked down on 12th round.
Yeah, and then I saw coming that. And back then coming from
the dead. That one, you know, I knew Fury. Yeah, fucking alive. Turn around,
yo. I saw that. Days. Yo,
that was crazy.
That was crazy, fam.
Yeah, I was like, rah.
It's the way how, like, I don't know what it was, 6, and he just got up and he was just like, yo. Took a quick nap.
Took a quick nap.
This is it. He just gets up.
Now, you can keep me down. Yo.
The way how he goes up to the ref. He's like, yeah, I'm fine, fam.
Yeah, try. The ref was like, can you walk to your right? He's like, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Back. Can you lift your arm? Yeah. Let's go. 2 more minutes.
I ain't done.
Yeah, trust. Oh, my days.
Oh, shit, let's. I'll play this.
Today. Today.
Oh my gosh, did you hear about fucking Do you know 50 Cent?
Yeah, yeah, obviously. What? Do you know 50 Cent? Well, I have 50 pence on.
So you know about how like him and Ja Rule had that beef back in the day?
Yeah.
So like, 50 done the like one of the most payest things, but the funniest thing at the same time. It's so dark as well. It's so deep. Like, so like, Ja Rule was having a concert, and what 50 Cent did, he bought out the whole of the front row.
Wait, what? Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that, yeah. That is deep. And then no one was there. That's deep. Yeah, that's
Yo,
rude.
That's rude.
Yo, that's rude. That is
so rude. That's so deep. That's so...
No, but then at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, like...
I mean, he still allowed him to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not even like that. I would have thought like the event team would have realized earlier and thought, okay, they bring on the beef from the back to the front.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? But yeah, no, truthfully though, that's a bit.
At least he got paid, but still, he bought out the whole.
No, that's just rude.
That's so rude, bro.
That's just rude. And the fact they made it public as well.
Yeah, he made it public.
It's fucking hilarious.
Hey man. I'm sorry to laugh, but oh shit. That is dark. But let's Parliament. Let's say this.
I call Kip Starmer.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move this motion in my name. And in the names of the relevant spokespeople for the SNP, the Liberal Democrats, the DUP, Plaid Cymru, and the Green Party. Mr. Speaker, the issue before this House on this motion is very simple. Has the government complied with the order made by this House on the 19th of November this year to publish the full and final legal advice by the Attorney General to the Cabinet concerning the EU withdrawal agreement and the framework for the future relationship, yes or no? That order was binding. I urge the government now, even at this 11th hour, to think again. To stop, to pull back from the brink of being found in contempt of Parliament. This motion, Mr. Speaker, is a last resort. The issue before us is simple. This House passed a binding order. The government is willfully refusing to comply with that order. That is contempt of Parliament.
Yeah.
Damn.
Finish him.
Wow, man. That's, I mean,
sticky, icky situation.
It is, man. That's like. Like, some people would think about, like, it's not that much, but to be honest, that's a lot. Like, can we actually trust the people that we have in power? Maybe I'm going, like, so, like, maybe conspiracy theory or whatever, but it's like, if they're willing to hide things from the record, which should be at least parliamentary knowledge, or why it feels like, for me, like, we can find out about what's happening within Parliament, but I feel kind of powerless. We need to start
like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, someone said this to me the other day. Like, I went to my grandma's funeral.
Okay, cool.
And my auntie was saying that, oh, you should you've got such a great voice, you should go into politics, man. I was like,
that's a good point, actually. Yeah, you do speak well. That's a good point.
I don't know, man. It's just it's just bullshit like this. That's, I don't know, like,
triggered. Like, what grinds your gears, Corey?
Like, it's shit like this. Like, yeah, come on, like, I couldn't be sitting in whatever party I'm in the House of Parliament, listening that fucking the government are hiding shit from us.
Yeah, they have been.
Like,
of course.
And it's stuff that is on the record that they should be giving to everyone, but they're saying, oh, no.
So what you're saying is we need to break in.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
get
yeah.
the records for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
grab about six guys.
Yeah.
We need like one fat guy, you know?
Yeah, we need a wheels guy.
Guy that's like a good 17 stone.
Yeah, yeah.
Break through the doors. Get one skinny guy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But maybe an 8 stone. Get through the vents.
Yeah. I just want to be the mastermind.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're going to be the guy in the band.
Yeah.
I'll be the guy that just always runs against the rule and gives it the free countdown with the fingers.
He says, go, go, go.
Get document breakout. Jump in your van.
And then once we have documents, we just like screenshot it. Instagram.
Yeah, sure.
And Facebook and Twitter. And just made that shit go viral. And then
well,
again.
Well, honestly, in the aspect like of everything that's going down, and when are we actually leaving the EU? I know obviously it's like, when is the actual date?
We are meant to leave. I'm not sure the actual date, but I know it's March 2019, which is very soon, you know?
That's less than half a year.
You know?
I'm already in 2019.
You know?
Damn. I didn't go to damn.
And,
we need you down, pardon.
Well, I'll talk to you about something afterwards. Remind me about Amsterdam.
Oh, okay, go Amsterdam. Okay.
And I'll talk to you about something afterwards.
All right, cool.
But yeah, like, it's crazy that in maybe 4 months we're meant to be leaving the EU, but we don't actually know what what the deal is.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know what the fucking EU is. Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny, but it's not. I just.
Well, truthfully, like I've never felt like England doesn't have enough, and well, the United Kingdom, to say so. Doesn't have enough to give to the world. I don't get me wrong, like, just the one thing I am worried about, if I was going to be honest, is I don't really want to hear that we've kind of lost every privilege, I guess, that we had it, like, you know what I mean, trading with the EU, because they're so close, and it's not like we're a small island like by ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, but that's what, you know what I mean? We're united. No one else is around.
And the thing is, it's not even just the EU. It's the, I also read in the same article that I read about the fucking
really?
Deal.
Well, I thought we were doing quite well, maybe like other places, maybe.
No. Like the US said.
What do you mean?
That the USA.
Yeah,
that Trump said about if we agreed to the deal that Theresa May was potentially trying to put forward,
what?
Then the US was saying that they might not be on good trading terms with us as well.
So you're telling me they're playing a P card to the sense?
Yeah.
Of, if you hang around these guys, then you know what I mean? You can't hang around us guys.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of looking
fair
like
enough.
Now. So like UK might be out here
alone. One of the things, you know, we do so much for so long, and then they just turn around and then they just like step up. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
you should have said sorry. So it's being in the knife.
I mean, it's not like we can't do it alone, but we need to be able to trade with someone.
No, of course. You know? Don't get me wrong, like, there's powers and numbers.
Yeah, but we need to be able to trade. Like, otherwise, our money's not worth anything.
Yeah, truthfully.
You know?
It's not like we're like top food chain.
Yeah, it's true.
But we're doing really well for ourselves.
We are. Like, I watched, there's a, I don't know if you can probably find it on YouTube, but there's a video that shows you like, I can't remember what it's called, but like the countries and what they, how much money they make. And it shows you like from back, way back to kind of now.
So what are you saying? Tell me the
like, and it's
from like 2000 to right now.
2000. So basically, on the chart that I remember watching, it was like America was ahead. They've been
really?
Like, they've been ahead
for
a while.
Not surprised.
Like, and then like maybe.
Where were we at that point? At 2000.
We were maybe top 5.
Okay.
And
well, like probably like 4th.
5, I would say,
yeah.
Because like, around the 2000s, that's when. Like kind of China came out of that kind of silence boomed up and
they
caught up with everyone. Japan was on their
rise
as well.
Rising sun.
I think Germany was pretty high up on there. Like, up until now, it's like we're basically top five in...
Well, so where are we now? So top five?
Top five.
Still top five.
Yeah, about top five.
So what are you saying after we leave the EU? You've got a fear that it will go down?
Well...
You can't see that happening.
I don't
especially
know, it's
for
like,
the first,
I mean,
maybe
the,
5 years.
I mean, the
years.
Pound is low to the dollar as it is now. I think it's like 80p to a dollar.
No, I think it's a little bit, like, low. I think it's like...
What is the exchange rate? I think it's pretty
it's
low.
It's like 85, like 90p.
Pound to dollar. It is £1 to $1.20.
Yeah, trust. Fuck.
Yo.
That's crazy.
It's 1-to-1, man.
I swear, like,
I remember,
5 years ago,
yeah,
it was like £1 for like 1.6.
Yeah.
Defo.
You used to, like, literally go
yeah.
deal shopping.
It was like, realistically, if you got enough money, £1 turns into £2.
Yeah.
That was the whole process to everything. So you're telling me... I'm paying £80 for £90 for trainers here. I go to America, pay £45.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, 5-10 years ago, you could go to America, you could get like...
You could splash.
You
man.
Could splash and come
yeah,
back with
just,
bare
yeah.
arms and just
now
play.
Now
it
is what it is.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean?
That's mad, bro. It's...
No, hopefully, you know what I mean? We just need to work. We just need to, I hope, if anything, we just need to, like, just... work on ourselves a bit more, you know? Like, we just, like, need to start, like, getting, like, making more products that people want and stuff like that, like, you know what I mean? Even though we don't have natural resources,
that, that's
wrong.
The problem, that's
like,
the thing, I know.
All them, like, we don't have fruits, mostly, like,
what fruit can we grow in the UK, bro?
Yeah, like that, like, not,
we maybe have, what, green apples, maybe?
No? Like, don't even, because you can just get them in Spain or something anyway.
Like, literally, this is the thing that, if you deep it, a lot of people haven't thought about. Everything that we enjoy in this country is not
from
the UK.
Yeah, of course, that's what I'm
saying. It's not from the UK. So when you vote for us
to leave...
It's
just weird that we actually have the money for it.
Yeah.
Well, I know how we have money for it, but it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Like, you vote for us to leave now, the EU. Now, like, we can't get Carlsberg. Not Carlsberg, Copperberg? What is the... Is it Copperberg?
What? Well, I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I think one of them, like the Dutch beer.
Okay.
Let's get it right first.
Would you like a piece of chocolate, by the way? Or some
Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, please.
Yeah.
All right, Copenhagen. Oh no, this is the place, man. I don't. This is the place in
you like
Sweden. It must be Sweden. Yeah, I like it.
It's a cookie crumble.
I've tried that.
Just a cookie crumble.
Yeah, Copperberg.
Do you mind shutting that window? Like, pushing it. Yeah, yeah, just. Effort on the front bit, the top bit of the window. Push the top bit of the window. Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's a bit sticky. Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, Copperberg is Swedish.
I see how it is Sweden.
Because Copperberg, the place, is in Sweden. Yeah. So that's what I mean. So like, everyone loves Copperberg cider. It's from Sweden. So if we can't trade with the EU and Sweden's in the EU, how do we get Copperberg?
Put it this way, it's not that first world crisis in my eye, personally. Well, it's just a bad sign that a small company, but I wouldn't say small
sign. Yeah.
A company like this would just be like, no, yeah, they're dead to you guys.
Because if we don't have, like, a mains factory that... Like, sometimes... Do you know, like... stuff like Coca-Cola and stuff like that, because it's like, what is the thing? Do you know, like McDonald's, it's a chain, like, so like, when someone wants to sell Coca-Cola, do you know like when you go to like another country and like Fanta tastes different?
Yeah.
The reason is because...
Sugar type.
No. It's because a company in that country has bought the rights to use Fanta. And they've bought... Coca-Cola's obviously given them some of the recipe, but they haven't given them all of it. So they've decided to use the oranges from their country to put into their juice.
Oh.
So that's why...
I preferred one way, and then I didn't like the other one. Like, the fact that they only gave them, like, maybe 70% of the ingredients. So it's like, wait, hold on. Like, we're meant to be selling the same shit what we bought. But I do like the fact that you might be allowed to use your own natural...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's why when you go away to different countries, it tastes different.
Yeah, because I've seen pictures of Fanta in Africa, and that orange, it dark. It kind of looks like fruit twist.
That's what I mean.
It's like, damn, you know what, 330 milliliters, defo 40 grams of sugar in there. Be like, it tastes sweet as shit. Yeah, but I can imagine, dude. Look at the dude Robson's, like, how many sugars in this?
Not much, man.
Yeah, no.
So, what is that bright object next to the moon? Have you seen it? I haven't seen it, but I'm seeing it in this photo for the first time.
Wait, what? So, can you show me this? Apparently. What is that bright object next to the moon? That, my friend.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. I have no clue. But
literally, it's like there as well, half moon just floating next to the moon.
No, but when I look at it, it's like
it could just be
like
a
bright star. Like, but I've seen it better. Like, get me a super.
But he's zoomed in a bit, and it's just a dot.
I've been closer to the moon than that with my 250mm lens. Personally, if I can show you.
I mean, it just looks like a dot. But other people have taken pictures of it as well.
Oh, what is this? I want to think it's around the world. Where's the star?
It's Venus, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, the moon and Venus.
Not only that, though. Speaking of, cool. I'll keep his name like enclosed in that, and I'll give you the silent.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not Willie.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually. So people.
Do you believe in flat Earth?
That's what
they Ooh, man, oh my god.
No, that's what they would talk about on the Play Gap, because they didn't believe in science, so it was flat Earth, innit?
No, everyone just died.
That's pretty cool that you can see the Venus. People being able to see Venus next to the moon in the actual night. So, anyone,
if it comes to life at night.
If you see a little... white dot next to the moon. Bang.
Run. Save yourself. We ain't got much time.
That means it's Venus.
Pick up while you still can.
It's pretty cool.
Get enough. And then more than enough just in case. Because it's never enough.
So I found this one pretty cool. The Met police officer under criminal investigation for knocking down a moped teenager.
I'm hearing more and more about these kind of things. Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that, you know what I mean, it's an unknown investigation
at
the end of the day. We can't have a verdict just yet. It is what it is. I hope there's the kid alive.
Yep.
Yeah, good to hear.
Wait, hang on. Let's read this. The unnamed officer struck the scooter.
Paul. His name's Paul.
Struck
Paul McLean.
Poor McLean. struck the scooter to deliberately stop the 17-year-old youth rider dangerously in Erith, southeast London.
It's pronounced Erith.
Oh, Erith.
Yeah, and it's Erith, isn't it?
Okay. The teenager, who must not have been wearing a helmet at the time.
Oh, okay.
Was taken to hospital with serious head injuries and fractures, but was later discharged.
Oh, so he was called in. Yeah. Like, could it, if you had a real head problem, because head, like, hitting your head is a real thing. Yeah, like, and if it's peak, you need to be staying there a couple of days. Well, you got some.
I do, bro. I got fucking Oreos.
Ah, damn. No offense. You're gonna bring out the pink one, aren't you?
No. Chocolate brown.
You got crackers.
Yeah.
You got fuck you crackers. You all got cheese. What do you say? I just got up some crackers.
Got chocolate brownie
Oreo. Okay, we go. Didn't you bring the pink ones last time?
Possibly.
Yeah, man. Them ones are. I don't know. Oreos, like, back in the day, like, actually, you know, I've never been a super fan of Oreos, to be honest. I do like the design, though, of the Oreo itself, like, the whole thing, so.
Oh, there's a video.
So, well, that's it, yeah? This investigation? Boom, boom.
No. Pretty much.
Because there's another investigation going, but it's not with police officers, sorry. I'm talking about for a minute. Finish. No, it's cool.
No, I'm looking at it. Christmas.
Impressive. yeah, there's another investigation that was launched, I think it was this afternoon. I don't know if you've seen it. So it bounces. It's 8 bouncers versus 1 dude.
Is there a video?
Yeah, there's a video.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's about 30 seconds long, to be honest with you. I'm going to play the music quickly as I find it. It won't take long. It's on Twitter. The very
next day, you gave it away.
I'll just put 8 versus 1, like it's gonna come up and put down. Seconds from the bottom of my heart. If I could give that back to you, I would. But you know what? That was the past, so let's just look forward. Don't stand in front of me, stand beside me. Oh, it's so crazy. I'm scrolling through my timeline, like, where is it? Scroll down, just see him get sparked off in the first frame. Yeah, anyways. So quickly, thing, I don't know the backstory. I'm pretty sure I can find it quickly, but let me just show you the video first. Boom! Drop! So, boom, and then that's his friend, innit? He's like, no, why you do that? And then like, what? Boom! Where? Boom! No, he's not even fighting back. Boom! Whoa. Bam! What Conor McGregor?
Whoa!
Boom!
It's not even fighting back.
Now, watch this guy. Trips him over here, but he doesn't fall, and then this guy's like, get off my back, what, boom? And then they trip him on the thing, look, drop him on the floor, innit? But then watch this guy at the back of the boulder here, look, banging up the liver, boom! Yeah, that was that anyway, innit?
That's madness.
So that's the investigation went down, because obviously, like, as you can tell from the fucking...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It just seemed like it was...
Oh, wait, hold on, there's another video that I just found. It's I don't know if this is going to be, like, seems like this might be the before. What? There's no sound. Fuck, what? No. Allow it. What? No, I'll play some.
To look a lot like Christmas.
It's like some story.
Everywhere live, you go.
But I don't know why there isn't.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes that glow. This begins to look a lot like.
Raw, they are getting at them. Oh, they took a beating, dude. They took a real beating.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holiday that on your own.
Truthfully, yeah, they would need to have a weapon on them. Yeah, to be like, yeah, to be that I'm knocking you out to the point where you're not gonna get up in the next hour, like 10 minutes.
But like,
but that was rude. There's eight of them.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like, actually, can I have another one?
Yeah, yeah,
cool.
Wait,
you
got to No, I haven't.
When you're like, yeah, I'm at Sainsbury's, by the way. I was like,
But yeah, I mean,
there's investigation going on for that.
But that's like eight security guards on two guys.
Yeah, well, one, because if you saw in the beginning of that first clip, yeah, Jeff barked out on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, did you not see him?
No, I didn't see him.
Yeah, a little quickly. We'll get that back up.
It's the sturdy kind.
Yeah. That's why I was laughing, because Jet the first thing, he looked to the right.
Oh shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you hear, you can hear his head hit the floor, like hear his head crack. Hear that? That's his head. Yo, conversation's mad. I can imagine most of them bouncers are gonna lose their license.
Yeah, 100%. They're never working as bouncers or security again.
Yeah, they're DBS checking and stuff. Game over.
Oh my days, this.
But yeah, so yeah, that's that. What the next topic?
Next topic, what do we have? We have Epic Games.
Need a freelancer to help.
Epic Games are looking to, or for people who don't know who Epic Games are, the guys who developed Fortnite. They are taking on Steam with their own digital gaming store.
Steam, sorry. Is that the
Steam,
streaming?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that Twitch?
It's like Steam.
Is that the one on PS4?
Steam is on like computer, I think. It's a website you can go to and you can like kind of buy games or rent them as well, I think. So, Epic Games has announced that it will be opening Epic Game Store to other developers as it looks to...
Wow, they are monopolizing the game!
Take on Steam on PC.
Do you know how much money they have, just to give bare little, like, startup companies to make way more money?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Disgusting. And under Epic Games with the whole thing of Fortnite.
Yeah. That's what Steam is. So Steam, like, people, creators can make their own games and
just
get
mad.
People to buy it through Steam.
Wow,
so
man.
They work with developers. That's pretty cool.
Yo, man. Any developers out there, man? Like, you know someone. I met someone, actually, that's actually playing, and he was in, went to a party. I'll tell you about this story, you know what I mean, about that a little bit later. But to put this way, like, realistically, like, most of the time, I'm just down in beers by myself. No, not like that, it's just like, like, it was like a live performance thing going on as well. And it was like in a hall, but like the hall was like, it was big and all. It wasn't actually. But I did prefer the vibe outside, where everyone's just smoking up and we're just chilling. And it's just I can't. But anywho, other than that,
So, the Fortnite developer has said that the new digital storefront will offer developers 88% of revenue made on the game purchase.
Oh my god, pardon me, sorry. Yo, even 30% is a wrap.
88, yo, that is a nice car. Yo, people are not gonna go to Steam no more, they're just gonna come to Epic Games. I don't know what the split is for. I think, yeah.
Wow, so you're
Steam
taking
does...
88% of all money you earn from what we give you.
No. Developers, so basically for you using the Epic Game Store and putting your game out on Epic Game Store, you'll get 88% of the revenue from us, whereas they'll only take 12, yeah.
Yeah, of the profit.
They only take 12%
of the profit. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So you keep 88% of the profit.
Yeah, it's dope.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Insane. For me personally, 50-50 sounds mad respectful.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where it's like,
okay, cool, you're giving me all this money to start me off in 50-50, that's so blessed, like, you know what I mean? But he's like, damn, like, even for Epic Games, even like, what, like, you take 40, we take 60, it sounds reasonable. But it's fucking Epic Games.
But, like, yo, like, even Steam does 70-30, so, I mean, they're beating Steam, so, yeah, they're winning, man. Mm. Epic Games will still launch on Mac and PC. What? Yeah. So, have you been playing Fortnite recently? Because I think the season's about to end, maybe today?
I think I played it once, like 2 days ago, for like the first time in about 2 months. It's like, personally, like, Fortnite's only a game I really enjoy playing when I'm playing with other people.
Yeah.
Just because we just chat the absolute.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, and it's just the experiences that you get from it. Not realistically the game. Obviously, the game makes everything. But, not too much.
Well, yourself? I've been playing it every other weekend when I go down to Southend.
Of course.
So I've been seeing the developments over the weeks and weeks.
Yeah, because I've seen some new stuff, like fucking balloons.
Yeah, balloons are cool.
Try that. I didn't know what to do, and I was just pressing A, and then the next minute I was like, this guy, I was like, what do I do, guys? Guys, I'm done out here.
And then it just pops.
Mm.
You just start falling down. There's bear mad shit. There was zombies as well.
I might play it tonight. Are you going to be on tonight?
I will jump on tonight when I get in. Yeah,
yeah, why not? Yeah.
But yeah, there was zombies as well.
That's that campaign though, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not campaign, like in Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies. So there was literally, while Halloween was going on, it was like Fortnite Nightmares, that's what it was called.
Oh, jealous.
So like basically when you go into normal, even if you go in on solo, you can go to corrupted areas and you could find like zombies and you can shoot and kill them. And the zombies would drop like loot, so you wouldn't be out of loot, you know what I mean? So you could always get guns, bullets from the zombies, bandages, whatever. So that was pretty sick. But there was this really sick fucking, what's it called when a game messes up?
Bug?
Glitch. One of the challenges that me and Philippe were doing 1 week, where it was one of the Fortnite Nightmare ones, and like literally the moment it came out, me and Philippe just banged it out and we done it, every single step of it, and we completed it. But like every stage of it, when we completed it, the glitch was like, we basically jumped 40 tiers.
Back.
Up.
Oh, nice.
Nice. You wasn't.
What the fuck? Like, yeah, what, you're only meant to go like, you only get 10, right?
Yeah. I think it was. Well, I think we jumped like 20 or 30 tiers. We jumped up, and like I was no. It must have been 40 tiers because I was only on like tier like six or something like that, and then suddenly I was on tier like 30, and I was like, yo.
So it was 20.
I was on tier 10 or something like that. Yeah, I jumped up 20, 30 tiers.
Yeah, that's why I pulled a treasure
chest. It was nice, right? But I didn't know what was happening. Like, me and Philippe, every time we completed the next challenge, like, we jumped up bare, like, we, like, unlocked bare shit, and I was just like, yo. And then, like, hours later in the game, it comes up, Fortnite dropped a message saying, sorry about, there was a glitch earlier.
Oh, they took it away.
No. Oh, they said, for everyone who got the glitch bonuses, we'll let you keep it. But obviously, from now on, anyone who tries to do it, you won't get it.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I thought they would take it away. Like, you bitch.
That's why I thought maybe, but they can't take that away.
By the way, is this a fast charger?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, because I looked at my phone quickly, and then I was like, whoa, hold on. It was an orange, and not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, 70%.
You go back here I think I've gone over everything that really I had to talk about, unless you got any film news you want to talk about.
Why not, man? Yeah, chill. Sorry.
Sorry, just that makes no sense. Oh well, nothing to do with me, I suppose. You know when like you just see something and you're just like, wait, what? Like, what? But yeah, no, to be honest with you, yeah, Christmas is in a couple of days now, 21 days. Damn, did you see that one coming?
Yeah, true.
Put on some tunes.
I guess it doesn't really feel like Christmas.
You know what, I was speaking to Shaq about that the other day. Like, I was walking down the street, having the old cig, and then, just like, I was like to him, yo, you know what, every year, kind of saying this since I've gotten older and older and everything, but like, this year, definitely I haven't felt like Christmas.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, yeah. We're in December, dude, and it's like, what? When did that happen?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, usually, like, even when I did turn an adult, it still felt like Christmas when it came around to December, November time.
Yeah.
But, like, last couple of years, it's just been, like, oh.
No, so this year, generally, it's been this year. Next year, hopefully. You know what it is? Are you buying presents this year? Like,
yeah.
Oh, then, oh, personally, I'm going to try to keep that one on a lot. Don't buy me shit.
I bought a few people presents. Bought my mum, my brother. Oh, no, actually, I haven't even bought my brother a present because my brother is the hardest person to shop for.
Give him money.
I feel bad just buying money. But I'm going to buy him, like, not going to mention it on the show in case he listens.
Nice. He turns around and he's like, yo, Corey, I did not want that. I did not want that. You wasted my time.
Nah, I know what I'm going to get him probably.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Wrap it up.
But yeah,
yeah, man, yeah, just generally, like, then we've got New Year's coming up. I haven't got any ideas. When do you think is the time to actually, like, plan for, like, a New Year motive?
Oh, I started planning already, man.
Oh, so, yeah, of course it's a birthday.
I mean, I actually don't know what's happening now, actually, at this moment in time. I still need to speak to a few people, find out what's going on, or if I can find, if that's not happening, then find somewhere else to go. But I don't want to go to a club. I want to find a gathering.
I don't know if I'm there. I don't really
feel I need to find a gathering because clubbing on New Year's Eve is the most disappointing night.
You might as well even just say, if enough of us come, I guess we can just even hire out a place quickly for the night. Just host a gathering there, just make sure it's a place where it's pretty chilled to do what we want to do. So the thing is, like, you know what it is? If only there's a place you're allowed generally just to smoke weed and it's calm. Like, obviously, I know there's places like that still out there and everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, be the most vibes. I don't know. Probably start looking in like the next 2 weeks or something. I'd normally do it like, I kind of just try and get Christmas out of the way first and then be like, try to look through it, but I can understand it's your birthday coming up as well, see, so it's like.
I do know one thing I'm getting for Christmas.
Oh yeah?
Because my mum told me that.
Nice.
And
what
I'm
is it?
Fucking gassed.
What is it?
Going to see Hamilton.
Wait, who?
I'm going to see Hamilton, bro.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Shit, have you ever been to one of those things before?
The musical?
Yeah,
I saw his first one, Into the Woods or Into the Hoods? Not Into the Hoods. I can't remember the name of his musical, but I've seen another. I saw the other musical he done before. Before Hamilton.
Fair enough.
I can't remember the name
of it.
What
we both need to watch at some point, though? Before it stops as well, Book of Mormon.
I still can't believe it.
Have you seen 39 Steps?
No, but I've seen, I'm a super fan of South Park, and I've seen every single episode, and I love the Mormon episode, and I love the fact
Book
that
of Mormon is so, like, I've looked at reviews, and I'm like kind of just like, I think I saw like maybe like 30 seconds of a clip or something. God damn, it's rude, but it's so fucking, it's fun.
I saw them when they were at the Tony Awards and they done a performance there. And I was just like, this is dope. One of my friends had seen it and he said that it's like the South Park episode, but just a whole musical about it.
You base yourself on the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I need to watch? They need to make a second film. Oh. It's too fucking long.
Yeah, they do.
What is going on?
They do, they
what
do.
The fuck?
They do, they
that
do.
You have so much, like the graphics they have now is fucking sick. They can make the sickest self-pop movie too. It'd be sick.
I know, but they've made, like, instead of making movies, they've done, like, video games.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Stick of truth, innit? So, I mean,
no, but fucking self-pop movie came out, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, I've got three different dates I think it came out, 97, 99, or 2001. Like,
yeah,
one of them.
One of those.
Yeah. But regardless of it, that's over 15 years.
Yeah.
I need to see, you know what, because I heard something about Disney, apparently. Walt Disney, do the way of his name, apparently wrote something that said that every 10 years, every film needs a remake. And I believe it! I believe it! I fucking believe it! Talk about that shit! Have you seen the fucking Pokemon fucking trailer? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, what's your thoughts?
Well, for the film that it is and the spin-off that it is about, yeah, it looks dope. But the only thing I dislike about it is the voice of Pikachu.
Thank you very much. But that's enough for me. Yeah, that's enough for me to say that film is shit. And I am not sitting there on the next hour and a half seeing Pikachu talk like he's fucking, I don't know, who's, what the guy
is. I think it's Ryan Reynolds, isn't it?
Well, I don't give a... It doesn't need to sound
Deadpool,
like that.
Deadpool.
It would have been better if they used maybe a, like... Nah.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, it's so
weird. They're trying to cash in on him.
Yeah,
like he's fucking Deadpool Pikachu.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
It's so weird.
Like anyone else's voice would have been better.
That's what I mean. Or someone.
Or unrecognizable voice is what I'm trying to say.
Just someone that matches Pikachu. Like,
I wonder what he felt like when he got the email from his agent that said, "Yo, guess what? You're Deadpool. Not only that, you're Green Knight, but imagine this. You are now Pikachu. Wait, what? Yeah, you damn right, Pikachu! Like, we cheat, they Pikachu! And he's just there, and he's like, yo, what? Damn.
He probably loved it, man.
Yeah, of course, I would.
I would regardless. As well,
but it's just like, psych, that I did not want.
Yeah. Like, you can't, it's the same way he was Green Lantern, isn't it? And then,
that is what it is.
That was terrible, though.
That is what it is.
That was terrible, oh my. But, yeah, it's mad. Like, the moment I saw the trailer, I was like, Why is it Ryan Reynolds?
Like, what other films are coming out before this year ends?
Before this year ends?
Christmas special ones coming out?
Not that I can look. Christmas movies. 2018.
Normally that is like one big one every like Christmas time. I think Hateful Eight was like 3 years ago. How long ago? 4 years ago.
We've got.
I think Django came out on Christmas too.
In theaters.
That's mad, you know. Imagine that Christmas year, Django comes out. You sit down with the family, and Django.
Yeah.
Mad.
Django.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, you're like, whoa, damn, and it's a whole white family, and they're just like, damn.
So that is, I hope this is right. Yeah. So the Grinch. Yeah. That's the Christmas movie.
That's the big one.
Yeah, the Grinch.
There's like one or two good tunes in it. Like I've heard that some of them are just throwaway beats and shit, and I can believe it. But it's a bit. There's actually one tune I don't like.
Have you heard Tyler Creator's album? He's got the soundtrack for it.
Yeah. 100%. This tune here is probably one of my favorite ones. Definitely a favorite one that has a nice beat to it.
There's also the new Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
It's already out before,
so people can watch it for Christmas, isn't it?
Okay. Creed as well,
Creed
isn't
2,
it?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, there's some big films.
Mike Will Made It on the album for that.
Who?
Mike Will Made It.
Oh, okay.
The Internet? Robin Hood?
What? Pardon me. But what? Sorry?
Robin Hood's in the theatres. Came out in November.
I never heard about it. Like, Robin Hood's a big name.
Yeah.
You would have thought they would have put a lot more, like, marketing into it. Spider Universe, yeah?
Spider-Man in... Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse, yeah. That comes out in December 14th. I'm not sure if that's only in America. There's a lot of these second act. I don't know if that will be coming out in the UK, but second act with Jennifer Lopez, which is a rom-com. What else is Aquaman? I know that is coming out.
Aquaman is coming out in January.
It's coming out in December. That's definitely coming out.
This year's Candace Disease is coming out in December too, but you know, I'm going to keep it on the side because you know, I'll let you guys know about that.
What's this? Mortal Engineers?
Yo, this year's Christmas of movies, yeah, it's pretty high.
Mary Poppins Returns, yeah. I heard this coming out. Bumblebee, the new.
Transformers coming back, yeah. They realised they fucked up the series with them fucking dinosaurs and shit. I haven't seen it. But they kind of fucked up and they're like, yo, who's the best guy in this? Oh, yeah, it's Bumblebee in it. Yeah, fuck it.
Reboot.
Reboot. Every 10 years.
They've got Welcome to Morwen, whatever that is, with Steve Carell. Holmes and Watson with, what's his name? Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
And John Reilly. Cool. John C. Reilly. And the last one is On the Basics of Sex. Which is like, there was a kind of a documentary series about this on. I think it was on BBC, so I guess this is a film of that.
Is that the end of the list?
Yeah, it's the end of the list. Top 15 films to watch this on Christmas Day in this
cinema. I'm only really...
The Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah.
And the Four Realms. That actually looked pretty cool, though.
I definitely, like, top three out of this would be the, like... I would say The Grinch. Just because, like, not being number one, it's in no order.
Yeah.
But, like, just because of just, like, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how it all plays out, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with the whole music thing and everything. Second would be, top three, anyway, fuck it. Aquaman, it did look, I've seen the trailer, it did look epic.
Yeah, it looked cool.
Like, and obviously, underwater thing's not really been done properly.
Yeah.
Like, to the extent of what 2018 would supposedly look like.
Yeah.
So that's exciting to look at. DC finally trying to get back. Because I feel like that's how they're going to slowly return, you know, hopefully. They do spin-offs at Aquaman first bet.
Yeah.
Fun. So if I just give a quick scroll. Oh, Creed 2, I haven't seen one, so I wouldn't. Like, Spider-Universe, obviously.
Yeah.
That would be my third one.
Bumblebee maybe?
Yeah, but it's like same thing in it, like I won't go to cinema for it.
Yeah.
Personally, and I'll do it for the next three, that Aquaman, that's the film you want to see in cinema on a big screen.
Yeah. Generally
with the sound as well. Same with Spider-Man, I guess. And this maybe not the same with Grinch personally. I don't really feel like I need to go to cinema, but if I could see on TV online, I would, you know.
But you know, it is what it is. I was saying that to someone recently that the last time I went to the cinema to see a film, Black Panther.
Terrible.
And before Black Panther, I don't remember when I last went to the cinema.
No way.
Yeah, literally. No way.
You know, spirit and like, see what's going on near enough to time. Grab noobs and see what's happening. Go watch Spider-Man. So.
What's
going on? Or even Aquaman, to me. But yeah, other than that, personally, I'm going to hold out on all promotion purposes. A later date, so I'm not gonna throw him out, but just know it comes out soon. It looks good, sounds good, and next film in January starts shooting. Pretty much it, man, on my side still.
No way can we finish it if we only meet once a week.
Would you read in your text?
Yeah. I wanted to read it in my head, but...
I thought I read it in my head. I didn't use my inner voice.
Let's...
Alright, cool, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
Let's call that. Well, we've done about an hour, man.
Yeah.
It's been hour 14 now.
That's the case, you know what I mean?
Let's call that the hour. So, everyone at home... beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It will be Christmas very soon. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. Jack Frost. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. You know, it's been running for about an hour and 14 minutes. If you haven't enjoyed yourself while you've been here for the last hour, more for you for just sat there at home listening. You're a dummy.
Just out here cussing you guys. Like,
hey, yo. I said thank you to the people who have listened. True. But if you are listening here and like you're like, oh my gosh, like, do you know what? I really hate this guy. Like, I don't think he's rambling on about, but I'm gonna listen in right to the end so I can just cuss it, but just not say anything about it. Well, then more for you. You're a stupid idiot, right?
Yeah, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? All for their own. They know the day, like,
it's true, each their own.
You don't have much time, so you know what I mean? Choose it wisely, like, you know what I mean? Best advice is to multitask.
Yeah.
Like, especially nowadays, like, just being 2018 and all that. Like, I feel like nowadays that mostly are, like, we've been born, like, we have to multitask. Like, genuinely, like, you can't just stick
you
at
can't
one,
just do one thing.
You're doing at least three things.
Yeah.
Generally, like, you may have two avenues of money coming through.
That's what I mean. Even
and then you obviously
working,
you got commitments to family members and, you know what I mean, maybe loved ones and stuff
activities
like that. And it's just
happening.
Yeah, man, it's just pre-peak, so just like you said, you know what I mean? Don't be a dummy. Every day. But yeah, man, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Hope you all have a great Christmas, you know what I mean? Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Eat a lot of food. Make sure that you drink a lot of water as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that. You should all drink water.
Listeners, yeah, thank you for listening for the last like year. If you're like a
of course, yeah, like it's episode steady, 30, man. Don't forget about that one.
If you're a steady listener, right,
that's just good, man.
You've been going through every episode, and you're like, yeah, man, this is a great podcast. I'm enjoying
it. Appreciate it. Yeah, of course,
yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
It being my fifth one, I think. Yeah, man, been enjoyable, man. That obviously more to come.
There's more.
Hopefully, you'll be on my one soon as well. That will start. Next week we'll probably do it.
Cool.
Probably, you know what I mean? I might change the name of it, so I won't call it what it is now.
Fair enough.
Generally, but I might just, it is what it is for that. But yeah, look forward to that, you know what I mean? It being filmed and all that. So.
Sometimes you have to make them executive
decisions.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, I need to make the decisions around before it's too late. Yeah, you fucking know it. But yeah, other than that, yeah, man, get you on that, and yeah, we'll speak again soon.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Yeah, man. Take it easy.